Mounting debt placed the future of Alaska's largest professional theater in peril. Burdened by the financial crisis, Perseverance Theater threatened to close after 40 years. But theater leadership says that true to its name, it's expected to persevere. KTO's Jacob Resnick visited the theater at its Douglas location during one of its summer productions.
So I'm going to go long.
On the darkened stage of Perseverance Theater, young actors stand in a circle, karate chopping each other. Theatrically, of course. The theater's outreach coordinator, Julie Copens, explains.
The kids are devising the show themselves. So it's all original. It's them telling their stories, doing funky stuff. I saw last year's performance, and it's pretty amazing what these kids come up with in just a few weeks.
These productions are part of the theater's popular 5-week youth program. The theater also puts on about a half dozen professional productions each season. But there's been a lot of drama recently offstage. Tuesday was the first day the theater's 10 staff members were back to work, after a number were furloughed during this month's cash crunch.
We were trying to conserve cash as much as we could while we sorted out what the theater's financial path forward was.
Art Roach is the theater's executive director. Six-figure debt from losses in recent years had cast doubt over the theater's very survival. Performances of the play Snow Child, both here and in Anchorage, were canceled this spring.
Well, we just had overextended ourselves in a number of different ways, and that was the tipping point moment for us. It doesn't have anything in particular to do with that project. It's just when it came along.
Shutting down after 40 years would have been an ignoble end to a creative institution that's made a name for itself with original Alaska productions. Many take on distinctly Alaska themes, from early mining history to the experience of Alaska natives in rural villages. Roach said a new donor package, being finalized, will be presented to the nonprofit's board of directors this week. Until then, he's staying mum on many of the details.
There'll be some changes, and we'll be announcing what those are in a couple more days when we put, you know, cross the T's and dot the I's on the financing that we're working on. It's been a big, big lift, but we're fortunate to have a lot of good friends that really care about the theater's mission.
The revised lineup will be announced within the next week, as will financial details, allowing Perseverance Theater to stage professional plays both here and in Anchorage. In Douglas, I'm Jacob Resnick.